No clarity in that, you know, Josh, you know, got through his individual work yesterday. He'll be limited again in practice today. You know, by the end of the day, we'll probably have a decent idea of where he is and what we'll do for the weekend. You could tell he's sore, but I mean, he was functional.
Mike, we've obviously asked you a lot about the Warriors defense this year, but as far as the, I think you guys have only created like five interceptions, or have like five interceptions after having 21 last year. Is the struggles against the pass? I mean, is it more than just not really having Hayden most of the season and him not maybe being at his best when he was out there? If you had a pinpoint of why they had trouble against the pass this year, what would it be?
Well, probably the obvious is just continuity in the secondary, not having consistent lineups. But I think it's a function of team defense. You know, if you're not defending the run, then they're ahead of the sticks. That you can't play the pass. You're in more coverages that are going to, you know, whether it's single safety where you're not going to get as many interceptions as opposed to a cover two or two man, or some of the combination coverages you can play. So it's a function of a lot of things. It's also, you know, if you don't have leads late in games and teams are forced, that's when a lot of the, you know, sacks and fumbles and interceptions come when teams have to become one dimensional.
Can you obviously talk about to Joe Hayden? Is he really concerned about having two of these concussions within a month? Or where does he stand?
Yeah, I've talked to Joe, but I'm not going to get into his personal feelings about it. You know, he's still in the protocol.
Does he expect to play?
Still in the protocol.
Incremental progress today. Can you kind of keep letting it go, or do you have to kind of make a decision today and start to move on?
Well, I think you'd like to make a decision. So I think we'll have enough information by the end of the day, with still a full practice tomorrow and our walkthrough on Saturday.
Mike, who would start? Assuming Hayden's not out of the protocol, who would start a corner? I know you used both those guys on Thursday night.
It depends on the package. So it's you know, Pierre likely. We're also going to get Charles Gaines will be up. He will get some work. He's been primarily inside, but there's some packages that have him out there as well. So
he's like primarily in the slot, but he can also play outside.
Yeah, it depends on the call.
When you look over to what's going on in Pittsburgh, do you have this little part of you that thinks that Ben Roethlisberger might come up off the mat and play this game?
Have not concerned ourselves with that. I mean, we know Ben well, having gone against him a lot. Knowing him wouldn't surprise me if he did, but we'll be prepared either way.
What did you guys like about, I know the last time you played well. What did you guys like about games? I know there was some time there where Jim O'Neill had actually told him that you may not make this team, but what did you like about him in the spring and obviously finished strong before you got hurt?
Confident that he's a guy that can get up and press and get his hands on you and has the speed to be able to stay with guys down the field. But it's the man coverage ability and the confidence in that are very appealing about Gaines.
Sundays, but what have you seen out of him that gives you confidence that he'll be able to step in Sunday?
Attitude, preparation. He works hard. I mean, it's important to him. Wants to be out there, and he might be the most excited guy in the building. Just looking forward to, you know, this week finally get a chance to, after all the time that he's put in, to get a chance to go out and start.
What is the Steel defense specifically challenge him with?
I think a lot of it's that, and I reference this, it's the whole line will be challenged, I think, by the blitz front identification, potential blitzes from it. They do a good job with their movement up front. They bring a lot of off the ball, you know, backers from off the ball, a lot of secondary pressure. you know, the lineup in the same look and have different pressures from that. So a lot of it is we'll be relying on the communication piece of it. You know, Alex and whether it's Johnny or Josh will have to do a good job identifying the fronts and the line. We're going to have to do a good job in a tough environment when it's loud, communicating and making sure that we're getting our helmets where they're supposed to be. Yeah, with Witt potentially down, it's good to see Poyer back out there getting reps, but he's still limited. Then IC's done a good job for us. That was just one of the positive silver linings of those other injuries. We got a rookie that we didn't know much about as an every down player, got a chance to get him out there and see. It wasn't too big for him. We all saw he's very physical. That he's smart and knew what to do, and just with that's going to come confidence. So we've always in the situations like this before have had the ability to roll those guys. You know, Gip will be out there, but I could see the other safety alternating, and then there's some packages we could have all three of them out there, and this is all assuming that Witt can't go. No, I don't see it as concerning. I mean, there are other quarterbacks of his stature that have been successful in this league, and I see it as part of it as a positive that the realization is that he's going to have to understand where to move in the pocket to create some throwing lanes. When you study a Drew Brees, you could see that just he's not a scrambler, but he has great sense in the pocket as far as where to move in relation to where the throw, who he's throwing to and where the potential throwing lane would be. Russell Wilson's similar in that aspect as well. And I just think any quarterback that's in that position has to learn it. And if sometimes the only way to learn it is live reps and get the sense in the game when you finally get a chance to get to the film and say, wow, that guy's wide open, but I just didn't see him. That blind faith or that trust has to be information gathered, where he just has to know he's going to be there, and I got to move and make a throw.
Mike, you've been asked a lot about the last couple of weeks about turning it over to the young kids, playing them and whatnot. Obviously, especially for Johnny, but Xavier Cooper's a guy that has worked his way into that defensive line rotation. What have you seen from him, and what's that say about the him as a player that is a young kid, he's worked his way in and shown worthy of that play?
No, and you said it. He's worked his way in. I mean, and he is worthy of it. He's earned it. He practices extremely hard. One of his shortcomings early on, I thought, was just full understanding of his job, and he learned multiple positions. And I thought he's done a good job of acknowledging that and putting the extra time in. Whether it's with Coach Weaver, Coach Tuioti, going through, walking through the script before practice, making sure that every play on the call sheet that he knew where do I line up, what's my technique, and that's a credit to him that he understood what was keeping him off the field was the mental part of it, and he's when a player knows what to do and has that locked in, they can play a lot faster, and he's a good example of that.
Guard's probably the one position he hasn't played a lot of. You moved them all over. No one expected that Tony would be out. This is really the true test of being a jack of all trades, isn't it? Against Stephon Tuitt individually? And
you could be.
The fact that he hasn't been in that role except for this week at left guard, is that a concern at all?
It would be concerning if he has just been at one position all the time, and it's where he's always been on the right side, and now all of a sudden he's getting moved to the left. The fact that he spent time on the left side as a tackle, there's a lot of overlap there. That he's played inside at guard, But we truly won't know until he goes out there and plays. So if you're correct in that assessment that this is the one position where he hasn't gotten a lot of work, but I'm confident given his background and given his versatility, flexibility, that if anybody can do it, it's him.
Mm-hmm. We were told that Cam Irving's a great athlete, but really needed to work on his technique. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to tell if he's been progressing in that area?
He has. I mean, he's explosive, but at times has showed some rawness when he's been in there, and that's something that, you know, that's why we practice that he works on that every day. And I've already mentioned it. I mean, he's passionate. I mean, he goes out to practice. He wants to get better. He wants to perfect his craft. So he has made strides in that department since the beginning of the year.
Coach, you mentioned in your stress throughout the season, your guy's most important game is the next game. Is there added importance this week? Would it be a speed of week? Have you talked to the younger guys about this, the rivalry?
We have, and there's always added importance when it's in the division. And I've said this every week that we've played a division opponent, just how special our division games are. You know, the rivalry with Baltimore for obvious reasons, the Battle of Ohio, and now, you know, Pittsburgh. I mean, that speaks for itself. So, you know, our guys are well aware of it. They're well aware of the history of the rivalry. They also know that the amount of ground that we closed a year ago, and that gives us some confidence. I know the circumstances are different now with both teams, but. You know, our guys aren't going to go down there intimidated by Pittsburgh. We're respectful of who they are and what they put on tape so far. But we won't be. We're not going to go down there intimidated.
You make along those lines. You guys are in the AFC North segment of your schedule. I think you go Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Since
4 in a row. Yeah.
How crucial is that, I guess, to the assessment of where this team is at and what kind of strides you've made since last season when you felt like you were closing the gap on the division?
No, this, as I said earlier this week, this game's huge for us, huge. Just that the lone game sitting in that 20-plus day block and it being a, you know, division game, first time playing Pittsburgh this year, split with them a year ago. A win there would give us a road win at every division stadium in the last 2 years, which I think would be significant. It's... We always say how much these games count, and it's already been said. There's no one bigger than the next.
I know the game was a week ago. I haven't asked you about the one play, and you might not want me to bring it up, but the reverse they scored a touchdown on with the quarterback escorting the guy in the end zone. Is that one that kind of churns your stomach, or is that one you harp on and teach
it for? Well, I mean, any time you give up a play like that, it's going to churn you a little bit. And you know, looking at it, it was well executed, well designed. You know, and we had bad eyes. You know, there were areas of the field that guys were responsible for that the action drew them away from it. And it was a well executed football play. It was a good learning experience for our guys about staying home and doing your job. And at the same time, you tip your hat to them for the timing and the design of it.
Missed some time with injury this year. Where is he this year? Is, you know, obviously had a Pro Bowl season last year. How has he played for you?
It's tough when your season kind of stops and starts. So it'll be good to get him out there and playing. And it's just tough when you don't have that continuity on the back end where you're working with different corners all the time. Maybe the safety opposite you is different. But he's made some plays and had some ones that he would want to take back, but overall we're pleased with where Gibbs headed.